j'ai la musique ou c'est... J'ai remis la musique ou...
Oui, oui, allez-y, excusez-moi.
Don't turn it off and on, I'll pull it down.
Ok,
okay. Yeah, okay. Don't turn it on.
Pour l'allumer, tu appuies.
Faut pas le mettre, non. Ok. Ok.
Yeah. Please don't turn it off. Put it here, okay? Okay.
Mesdames, Messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats.
Mesdames, Messieurs, asseyez-vous.
Monsieur le ministre, Monsieur le PDG, Mesdames, Messieurs, bonsoir.
Mr. Minister, Mr. Director, Mr. CEO, good night. Welcome to this showcase, which is an event that AFALO organizes here in Dakar. I would like today to honor the persons, the people who made these events possible that we all organized this week. I will start with Hadji Olish, who is a wonderful woman, really, who's always helped us realize our project. Hadji, to work with, working with us on this project, as she just had a baby, and she had her baby in her arms. Thank you, Aldi. She was on maternity leave. Hadji was not alone. Was not alone indeed. All the members of her team helped us in realizing this work. There was Gisella, the real African, very dynamic and efficient. There was Matt. Matt is this man that we loved when he was a constancy travel. He is so available. He's always so efficient. There was also Fed Kinepala, unfortunately, who helped us put the report together to enhance at large. There was Marilyn. We can say that we were lucky to have a staff at large who was so performant, thanks to all of them. The first person who believed in us in order for us to realize this event was Cheryl. Cheryl She helped encourage us with energy. She did everything she could so the project would come to have results. I cannot forget to mention two members of the board of ICANN. I say Jean-Jacques Souvenat and Tatim Touré, who have spent so much energy to help us. And Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, the president of ALAC, who with his two vice presidents has helped us make these events possible by implementing a solidarity spirit within at large. The great, all the RALOs, both organization of RALO, original organization of the South American and the European and the Caribbean, these regions have helped us and concede their parts of additional travel to AFALO. So because of them, we're here. Thank you very much. I want now to present, to introduce Mrs. Fatima Cecilia, our president, who has made us work very hard to prepare the car. Fatimata brought inside AFALO a spirit, as you say, understanding and confidence that helped us to do what we did. The mic is yours, Fatima. Thank you, Tijani. I'm going to speak in English just to make sure everybody understands.
Telecommunications and ICT Senegal, Mr. Mustafa Girassi. Mr. Rob Beckstrom, President and CEO of ICANN. Mr. Sebastian Bachelet, ICANN board member, selected by at large. Mr. Olivier Cropman Leblanc, Chair of ALAC. Dear representatives of ILSS, dear ICANN staff members, dear participants, I'm really honored to welcome you in Africa, and particularly in Senegal, the country of Teranga. Teranga means hospitality. Thank you all for attending the Afralo Showcase on Internet Development and African Participation. I'm very thankful to all our ICANN community involved in the organization of this event. I mean, ICANN staff members, the at-large members, and especially Afralo within the Afralo Dakar Event Committee. This committee worked hard together to set up a series of four activities to be undertaken for our community. One is the capacity building program, which has started since this morning. The Afralo African Meeting on Internet User Security and Best Practices, which will take place during this week, the Afralo General Assembly, and this showcase. The showcase event was initiated for the first time in ICANN history in 2009 by Afralo, with the first edition in Nairobi. Since then, the at-large community adopted the idea of having among ourselves the values of sharing among ourselves the values of the region organizing the ICANN meeting. As of today, all the four regions, all the four other regions have organized their regional showcase, their first edition, I should say. This second edition of Afralo Showcase in Dakar will be an opportunity for African participants to give the floor to key actors in internet development and to share some of our cultural items, as you can see here. In fact, today, we have the pleasure to have the famous acoustic band of Pape and Cheikh to play for us. Play for us, thanks to the president of Promo Consulting, the well-known Mr. Mbanyik Diop, who also provided assistance in the organization of this event by allowing his staff to welcome us in this room. You can see the hostesses, give them a call. Mbanyik stood up to ensure that I got the support I needed to make this event successful. I would also like to thank all the ICANN members in this room for their support. Thank you, Rod. I know how much you appreciate being with us. Thank you. Maimuna, thank you to the National Organizing Committee members who have been very supportive and helpful. I must admit, that our IT community is very supportive to each other, regardless of their country. And this is just wonderful, isn't it, Titi? Our Honorable Minister here is one of them. He is here today with us because he understands the purpose of this gathering and wants to be part of it despite his busy schedule. Thank you, Honorable Minister, for being with us. Thank you, everybody.
Merci beaucoup, Fatimata.
Thank you, Fatimata. And now let the boss speak. Monsieur Crépin-Leblanc, Mr. Crépin-Leblanc will say something for the opening of this presentation, the showcase. Thank you, Tijani. I will speak from here. It is an enormous pleasure to be among you here in Africa, here in Senegal, because, first of all, I want to thank the wonderful welcoming of Africa, which is incredible. Thank you, all of you, for your welcoming effort. Another person I want to add to the list of that Mr. Benjamin has thanked is Akram Atala, who is the Chief Operating Officer of ICANN, because without him, without his agreement, we would not have been able to work together and take three regions and do all these events, prepare all these events and all these activities with AFALO here during this week. Thank you, Mr. Atala. Of course, this is the first time there is such a program. What you see today, the showcase, the presentation from AFALO, is something that, in fact, has happened in Africa a second time. Africa was a pioneer in the history of showcase because the regional at-large organization of five. AFALO has started as a pioneer this concept to present what their local structures, the at-large local structures do and what they do for ICANN outside, what they do outside for their country, for their community at a local level. Since the first showcase in Nairobi, the other regions have followed, but the first one who did it were AFALO. But again, bravo. It was a great example. AFALO has now put the bar up. I don't know if it is just only a step or two steps or maybe even higher, but I see that, first of all, there are more and more people here. I see there's music now. I see there are personalities that are more and more important, VIPs. And I see now that there are four organizations, regional organizations, that are very scared because they say, what are we going to do in the future? But Africa, when it comes to the Internet, at that level, was pioneer of a lot of new technologies. I remind you of the 90s. They were pioneers here. They are here from the Internet connectivity here in Africa. I can see some in this room. Africa has started on a very difficult, in a very difficult place. There's a lot of distance between people. The infrastructure is lacking because of those distance, because of the climate and other reasons. Africa started with the Internet in 1995. I was looking at the archives. 1995, there was one test. There was Orstum, which started, and there was the network Refair that started after that, and then Sonatel followed up and then made a fantastic network. I don't know if you, I know that here we work on IPv6. We have optical fiber. I know it's incredible. Senegal is really, really ahead on the top of the list for the African country that are connected. And I think that it comes in that same order of the pioneer for AFALO who are showing us what the next step is or will be inside the showcase. In the activities that the regional at large organization can do, what those organizations can do. So, listen, I hope that this meeting from ICANN that is taking place right now will help reinforce all the capacities that we have. The program for building capacities in AFALO happens between 7 and 9 every morning. The African delegates who came from 17 relos, maybe 18 relos, 18 railos structures at large that came. They get up very, very early. They're still with us tonight, and it will be like this every day for them. I don't know how we're going to send them back home at the end of the week. I know it's going to be difficult for them. Their families are going to be upset. But in the meantime, the delegates are wonderfully happy about this. I'm not going to make it last too long because there are other people after me coming to talk. And once again, I want to thank everyone, you, because you came. This is important for the community, the at-large community, to know that there are a lot of interest, a lot of projects that are founded, a lot of eyes that are looking, and people that are trying to see how this community at large is being developed. And for now, until now, to see through my own eyes, it's very impressive. Thanks again, and I'm going to let Mr. Benchinat take over.
Merci, Olivier. D'un chef à un autre.
So, from one boss to the other, I'm going to ask Sébastien Bacholet, as a member of the board, to take the floor. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tichani. One, two, can you hear me? Mr. Minister, Mr. CEO, Ms. President, Vice President, Mr. ALEC President, ladies and gentlemen, dear friend, this is a real honor for me to be here today with you. And I don't know how we can personify what we are experiencing now at this point. This is a continent, this is a country where impossible becomes possible. Afralo did demonstrate and prove in 2009 and shows today that Africa is a pioneer in many events, and Africa will show the way to the world. We should be looking at Africa not only regarding the Internet for some guidance. I came with a badge which says ICANN at Large Summit. In 2009, just before the first showcase organized by AFRALO, ALEC at Large did organize the first summit, which enabled about the at-large structure meeting, and this was the event that enabled us and enabled ALEC to grow and each region to really be more competent and to operate better in their specific area. Since then, it was impossible to put together a general session during a meeting of ICANN, and today we were able, thanks to the support of several areas, the African area and AFRALO today, shows leadership. Just like it was said before me, there is also a training scheduled, put together by AFRALO for their members, and I think it's absolutely essential, and it's a very good initiative. And I am convinced that the area is going to benefit from this. And I am convinced that ICANN, the Internet, will benefit from the African experience. We have several meetings with government members, with other structures, with local representatives and leaders, and I'm very impressed with what I hear, with their devotion to their job, and I'm convinced that this is a good image which is taking place for the first time in a French-speaking sub-Saharan country. That's why I do speak French today, and I thank you again. Have a good evening. Thank you, Sébastien. You're going to make us blush. Mr. Minister, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to now have Mr. Rod Beckstrom, President and Chief Executive Officer, take the floor.
Thank you so much, Tijani. I'm very happy to be here at the second ever AFRILO showcase. It seems like it's becoming a tradition, and a tradition that started, of course, in Nairobi last year. And I especially want to thank the outstanding Senegalese dancers and musical performers who started off the session so beautifully today. Thank you. Sharing the richness of your culture. And I'm honored to be here with all of you as the regional leaders and the RALO leaders from 18 different structures in Africa out of a total of 24. You've made remarkable, remarkable progress in helping to move ICANN forward, the global community forward, and of course Africa forward in its utilization of the internet. And your work really impacts so many of the end users here in Africa. So we're deeply, deeply grateful to all of you. And I'm specifically grateful, of course, to Tijani Benjama for his leadership in AFRILO, and also for Fatimata Sila for her leadership and help also in bringing us to Senegal for this wonderful event. And today I know that we're going to hear the voices of different end users here in Africa, and we've already enjoyed the sounds of the culture. I also want to thank the AFRILO at-large structure representatives participating in the AFRILO Dakar events. This will increase the engagement overall in the ICANN community, and this increases the effectiveness of all of our work here. And of course, it's a great pleasure today to be able to introduce Mustapha Guirassy, Minister of Communication, Telecommunications, and Information and Communications Technologies, and spokesperson of the Government of Senegal. He also serves as the mayor of Kédougou, and he was a parliamentary deputy here in Senegal from 2007 to 2009. He's a regional advisor for Tambacounda and in charge of international relations from 2002 to 2009. He has a degree in electrical engineering and an MBA from the University of Quebec, and also served as a lecturer there. We welcome you, Minister Guirassy.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Mr. Beckstrom. I realize that the internet is really strong because you have lots of data. I don't know where you found my bio, but it's pretty dangerous with internet. You can know everything about everybody. You cannot hide. And I would like to thank you in the name of the country of Senegal. I would like to thank you for what you are doing for the world, for internet, for choosing Dakar for your meeting, your 42nd meeting of ICANN. Mr. Sébastien Bachelet, selected by at-large, Mr. Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Ms. Fatimata Seyessila. I would like to, in a few words, say something, because we are going through a revolution in Dakar since the last week. We are talking about internet. This is already a revolution. We all know that. But what is amazing is that we are experiencing incredible moments and times thanks to the will of two people. In general, we didn't see them a lot before in information technologies. We didn't know them very well. This lady, and this is great that we have a lady here that honorates all the women in Africa and really make them proud. This is a wonderful organization. That was a challenge, and this is such an important sector for the world and for Africa, and our other sister just left the room, and you know her well. You call her May. and we'd like to thank her as well. That's why we are here in Dakar. Thanks to those two ladies. And in Senegal, we just passed a law for parity, for the equality between men and women. The head of state of Senegal is very aware of the needs for women to help us out. They are better organizers. They're always reaching out for success. And I can hear a voice that sounds like Sophia. Ladies and gentlemen, please, dear representatives, accredited by ICANN, dear staff, dear guests. It's a real pleasure that today I do open up this showcase organized by At Large and AFRALO, ICANN AFRALO, to underline the identity of Africa and its participation to internet and to prosperity. I'm going to talk about the development of internet and the participation of Africa to the development of internet. I'm going to go back to those African actors that always try for it to become a reality. Ladies and gentlemen, here and now, I would like to thank all the women and all the men, and especially all the women of the continent that started those activities that did define our internet policies for its future and its stability, and in order to improve the lot of the population of the world, for developing internet in the world. We were recognized at the highest level by ICANN and the Internet Governance Forum. Yes, Africa has the human resources, quality human resources in internet technologies. Yes, we do also have a political vision and will to have better infrastructure. We have governance so that we are performing with internet in Africa. Dear guests, our heads of state do understand why the IT sector is so important for Africa and for the future of the continent. That is why we are very favorable. That is why we are investing in the internet. Thanks to the private sector and telecom operators, most of the African countries do have infrastructures with new cables, fiber optic cables, that will enable us to have a faster internet. In Senegal, you can, in the entire country, use ADSL or even better technologies thanks to the private sector and to donors. We have partnerships, public-private partnerships. We have new governance structures in Afrinic, and this is done with ICANN as well. This is time to talk about the promotion done with IPv6 in Africa for the users of Africa. This is a non-governmental structure that is very useful. We have other technical sector and entities, and public and private sector, and as well as the civil society. This is clear that the representative of the African civil society play an important role in the growth of Africa thanks to the internet. You're going to enable us to grow for four main reasons. First, you do represent the end users of internet, clients, potential clients that do pay for services and bring resources so that we do R&D on the internet. Secondly, you give feedback on products and make comments and proposals on internet services. Thanks to your cultural identity, your values, and your sensitivity, you do innovate in your countries and in the world. You follow the process to develop the internet, to manage it better, and you do inform and bring awareness to population about the usage of internet. You are the strength that helps government to elaborate policies to develop internet in your countries with ICANN. You are very active and involved, and today you did organize this meeting in Dakar to show that Africa is part of the internet development thanks to human resources and also thanks to its cultural diversity. I am very proud to be here and to see the 24 African structures accredited by ICANN that do so much for Africa with the internet, and I am very honored that the African culture will be shown in all of its diversity. I do declare this showcase open for our 42nd meeting in Dakar. Thank you, and thanks, ICANN.
Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le Ministre.
Thank you, Mr. Minister, for your participation to this event and your kind words of encouragement. They warm our hearts and they help us to do more in the future or do better in the future. Thanks again. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, the theme that was chosen for this showcase was the developing of the internet and the participation of Africa. To talk about this subject, we have chosen three people who contributed to the evolution of the internet in Africa. And I will start with Mr. Mohamed Diop, who's the CEO of AOL.com. Hello, President. Hello, Mr. Minister and Mr. President of ICANN, President of At Large, and all the regional structures as well. I'm very honored to be here for this 42nd conference of ICANN, all the delegation that are here from a little bit everywhere. I would say that today we talk about a composite component of internet and ICANN, who is asking for different dimensions. Africa today is a continent full of energy, but before I'm going to talk about Africa, I would like to make the link between ICANN and At Large. What does At Large represent today when we talk about the organization such as ICANN? Yeah, ICANN is an institution has three roles. Everything that has to do with identification on the internet, IP address, numbers, and a second function that concerns the DNS. And the third function is concerned by the development of policies and everything that is around all this technical function. And I want to right now point to At Large as being the structure which, in fact, outside of other constituencies, like institute that manage domain names and the institute that manage the IP addresses, ICANN and At Large. ICANN can be today what it is without At Large, without At Large being engaged, giving a way to a voice to the people today who don't have a voice. ICANN is a quite technical people that talk about addresses and domain name and so on and so forth. Can we participate to this organization if we are not either one or the other, technical or else? The organization has listened and given a place to all these people that consider that the decisions that are being taken have an impact their future or their lives, and that they have a right. And that's what was done by opening this door with At Large. You have to see this relationship in two ways, because simply ICANN needs advocates need people who understand what they're doing. ICANN needs relays in different sectors because ICANN itself is also in transition between a structure that was very technical in an environment that is, let's say, a guide. It's now an internationalized environment, and now it is a multi-stakeholder environment, and everybody needs to understand each other and be implied in the process. And I think, to my opinion, this is what At Large is. At Large is the advocates of ICANN. They are relays for information from ICANN. They are space of communication spaces, information spaces for understanding that the final users, the registrants, the organization have. And today, without this dimension inside ICANN would not be so rich, would not be so colorful as what it is today. Fatamata, thank you for this mobilization. The message that we want to give to the African community is this one. In fact, when someone asks us what the problem is in Africa from ICANN, you know, we say it's a participation. And you will understand today that a space like At Large is trying to solve that problem. I'm going to give you a few details. Implication, participation is low. We need more. We are told that we do not quite know what ICANN does for us. We need to understand better. Do you have something for us to understand better? The aspect also of legitimacy. What is your concern? What do we confer to you? What are your prerogatives today? Do you want to talk to the whole world, organize, decide, to see that we're waiting for GTLDs, we open new opportunities, we allocate new IP address? What confer to you these rights in the technical cooperation in this space? How do you impact our daily life? It has a role in the regulation of internet in different countries. This aspect, we need to talk about it. We need to address it. The fourth dimension is the inclusion. Without At Large, where do you find all the resources that you need if you're not technical? If I'm not technical, but I'm concerned, how can I be involved? The inclusion is important in ICANN. How can we show that what we are doing is not just for elite, but it concerns everybody on the internet, on a global dimension? It concerns the whole humanity. It's not because we don't use the internet that we're not impacted by what it does. Another element is the partnership, organization, enforcement, and strength. ICANN will be strong when ICANN will have members in all the continent that will all be all very strong compared to what AFALO is doing in Africa. February is as strong as what we do here. We all need to be partners. We have to have engaged partners so this organization will be solid. It'll be harder to bring it down. I think it's very important. I'm going to finish on 3 points, and I want you to think about this. First, in a way of, in a legal way, for security, for example, it seems that we have 3 minutes. So I'm going to summarize a little. I took more time than I had. The summary, the idea, the conclusion is such that, in fact, the registrant and the users in Africa need to be heard and have the can implicate themselves. We say thank you to AFALO to give us the opportunity to be included without being necessarily technical, that we can have this dimension at a level of culture and at a legal level as well. And we say thank you to the organization. And we hope that as many Africans will be implicated in this program every day. Thank you, Mohamed. I will ask from the other speakers to not be too long. The next speaker will be Katim Touré, who is a member of the board director of ICANN.
To request the interpreters to allow me 130 seconds. Let me talk to my Senegalese brothers and sisters in Wolof. Mbokki, assalamu alaikum. Dalen nuyu ci len tour ak sen sante. Dalen yegal ne begna trop amna mbekté pour ñew téw ci ndaje mi tay. Parce que féké ko bolé wut ma ci dama ci bok bu yag man salum la pire sama yaay salum la sama bay salum la sama jabar salum la kon nak ci la bok mu nek lu xamne nak contane na ci torop de ñaan yalla mu jokku ñun ñom ñu bok ko xex ko jeregen jef I asked for permission to speak in Wolof because between the Gambia and Senegal I strongly believe that there are some things that need not be interpreted. We can talk directly to each other. And with regards to the topic participation of Africa in internet development and also the implications for Africa's cultural identity, it's a very important topic. And I think it's most unfortunate that we have two issues lumped into one. Participation in and of itself is important. Cultural identity is a whole other can of worms and also very important. But let's start with participation. And I think to get a better grasp of the issue, let's very briefly try to all be on one page. What is basically participation? It really, to paraphrase a definition from the World Bank, it's about sharing in the decision-making process. It's about sharing in having initiatives in organizations and also sharing in the allocation of resources of an organization. So basically, from that perspective, it means then that if you don't participate effectively, you have absolutely no say or very little say in the development of initiatives in an organization. You have no say in the allocation of resources and neither in the decision-making process. In other words, you are just floating. And I think our people deserve much better than that. It's a very important issue for the simple reason that it, in fact, also for an organization and for a country, and for a company, for that matter, results in increased efficiency in resource use and in increased efficiency of resource use. In the increase in the efficiency with which an organization would achieve its objectives. But for me, as an African, I always tell people participation is especially important because it's a new paradigm for us. We are talking about people who are frequently disenfranchised, who are people who are frequently, who frequently have their rights denied them. And so the whole idea of building capacity for greater and more effective participation is, in my opinion, of cardinal importance if we are going to achieve our development objectives. With regards to the participation, our participation in an organization like ICANN, and ICANN is just one of the many organizations that we need to have a presence in, we have to understand that we face quite a number of significant challenges. Of course, we all know that we have infrastructure problems. If ICANN, for instance, organizes a meeting and we talk about remote participation, I always tell my friends that when you talk about remote participation, I actually cringe because when I travel out of the Gambia and I see the kind of bandwidth people are getting, up to 1 megabit per second, and if I find myself in a situation where back home, sometimes when I get 20 megabits per second, not megabits, a kilobits per second, I beg your pardon, I am jumping for joy. As the Senegalese would say, I'm doing the jalgati, you know. And it's quite a world apart we're talking about. And of course, we also have to realize the fact that we all have logistical problems. You want to go, I'll give you an example. A few years ago, when ICANN had the meeting in Australia, I had to DHL my passport to South Africa. and DHL, got DHL back again. Not to talk of the incredible distances that one has to cover. That's another issue that we have to deal with. And on and on and on, and we also, of course, also have the language problems, not to mention that we don't even have enough time usually to talk about the issues that we really want to get to. I have 1 minute left. And so those are very important issues. And I think the message here is that we have challenges that we have to deal with as a community, an international and global community at that. With regards cultural identity, I think we have to understand that the development of the internet is a double-edged sword for us. On the one hand, it can lead to cultural preservation and to the increase in the strengthening of our cultural identity by virtue of the fact that cultures that hitherto would not have had the opportunity of being preserved and thereby being shared with other people would now enjoy that opportunity. At the same time, too, we actually also run the risk of being swamped by other cultures that predominate the content on the internet. We all talk all the time about local content problems, and so it's a double-edged sword and has to be handled as such. I think on that note, my time is up, and thank you very much. I'm looking forward to the interaction. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Katim, and sorry to interrupt you. It's too long. Okay. Maintenant,
now we're going to let a young African woman, another woman, Mr. Minister, who was a coordinator for the Youth Caucus. Her name is Titi Hakim Sanmi. Please take the floor, Titi. I can't hear her. Vous m'entendez maintenant.
One, all protocols duly observed. When I was asked to speak, I always say this, that sometimes when you're so good at something, people then put you in a particular position and you're categorized. So I'm standing here as Titi Akisami, a Nigerian by birth, but an African by inclination. And I say that with a lot of pride, a lot of pride. Tonight alone, with the previous speakers who have spoken before me, you've had us demonstrate three particular kinds of things that show us as Africans. You have had Muhammad. He has presented with a computer. You have had my very good older brother do the oral tradition. So I'm going to take us to a place that also finds its history in Africa, the written word. As I walked into the room today, a smile walked across my heart and found its way to my lips. Like I said, I'm Titi Akisami. I began this journey as an information society activist. And today in this room, I find myself again. I was last in this room about 5 years ago, but it was on gender issues. Looking back, I realized that we have come quite a ways. I won't bore all your knowledgeable folks with the hows and the whys and the words, the most obvious being the smartphone that you are all probably holding or working with in one way or the other right now. A quick diversion from my speech. I'm Tijani, I promise. I am not going to spend more time than is actually needed. How many people here have at least two gadgets that connect to the internet? At the very least, two. I'm being very gentle with the word two. If you had two gadgets, at least everybody here has a mobile phone, yes? And either a laptop or an iPad or an i-whatever or an i-something, right? Okay. So, with this gadget, it keeps us connected all the time. As a part of the recent past, the evolving today and the emerging tomorrow, permit me to paint a picture of what I continue to not only hope for, but that I daily work to achieve. An internet ecosystem that is truly about one world, that is about development and a sustainable socio-economic growth, not just for the African continent, not just for us who are in this room and who are informed, but for every single human that has the opportunity to walk this earth. One that enables our budding entrepreneurs while protecting our vulnerabilities against crime and issues of security. One that is secure and yet allows me the freedom and you the freedom to speak and be what you need to be. An internet that strengthens our capacity to actively partake in a democratic governance system. An internet that continues to enable and that I particularly would wish to increase my knowledge. How? It's our collective and individual role to make this more of a reality. The concept of participation has been raised. How do you participate if you don't even know what you need to participate in? It's sitting upon us, at the at-large structure particularly, to take the message back to the individual users. By individual users, I do not just mean individuals in the normal sense of it, but I mean as a collective, as a community. Think of the ICANN logo. I love the ICANN 42 logo. I love the tree. I love the lion. But that concept of the African conversation tree, take it back to that level. That is where we need to be able to participate and carry the information across. How? By the policies and regulations we enact in a multi-stakeholder way. I always take every opportunity I have when I have particularly people in government sitting with me is that first and foremost, the opportunity we have is to make the right policies and regulations. If you take it back, we are on the African soil. Back then, when we would have conversations under the trees, this was important. Those who were in leadership set the right parameters in place for us to be able to operate. We can have as many ICANN meetings as we want, but where in our national governments, they are not the right policies, they are not the right regulations, all we'll have is a talk shop. If we are not able to translate it to the things that help us rule, then we are not moving forward. How many more minutes do I have? I need to round up. Okay, so by the strengthening of our social economic sectors, permit me to say, further putting money where our mouths are to support knowledge building, to support the innovative research, to support entrepreneurial development efforts. This is not to say I have covered all, because again, you can see I don't have so many minutes. But here is what I'm trying to say. An expression of my oral tradition, and I'll speak in Yoruba. I'm sure my Yoruba friends will be very happy with me, my Nigerian friends. In Yoruba, we say something. We say, Agbajo wopo lafin soya. Meaning, you do not hit your chest with one finger. You hit your chest in a confident motion. I'm an African. And for this to work, we have to work together. We have to make sure we are together. Another proverb says that, igiko ndagbo, meaning one tree does not make a forest. Never. And it's only a strong forest that's able to withstand the issues of climate. Now, this is what I'm saying, that even as we have chosen to work together, ICANN is one of many in the internet ecosystem. ICANN is beginning to get it right, a whole lot more. I have the opportunity to serve on ALAC right now, and I'm hoping I can contribute further in that direction. But here is it, that if we all, as multi-stakeholders, do not continue to work together, then our conversations 10 years from now will be about where did we go wrong. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Titi. Quand on parle des personnes,
when we talk about people who participated to the development of internet in Africa, we cannot talk. We have to talk about Mr. Guinea, who always supported us in everything that we do within AFOLO. We are talking now about the most important thing, the presentation of the ALS. Monsieur Aziz Ilalali is going to present them, introduce them, the ALSIS. Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, representative of the ALSIS from Africa, contributors, we cannot give you, we cannot let you all speak because we're very numerous, we are many, many of us. There is a list that you have. You will see all the details on every single ALS with all their objective. This document describes the mission of each one of them. There are 24 ALS that represent ICANN. First, we organize. These organizations are ONGs. They are associations that represent local organization. I tried to find common denominators between all these ALS. A lot of them talk about youth. There are some that work and are militants for the promotion of the human being, at least to summarize the activities of all these organizations, I would say there's only a common point. It's the human development in Africa. I would like also thank Matsky, who's here, who has worked really hard on the edition of this document that you saw, on the publication of this document that you saw. I'm honored to present, to introduce the ALS. I will call you one by one, and I will ask you to stand up and to come. I don't know if I can ask Mr. Melissa and Olivier to come and welcome them I'm going to call them one by one. I know that, Mr. Minister, you are busy, but if you could. Okay. I'm going to start with the ALS. They are listed alphabetically. I will start by a woman, Aja Fatimata Outara. She is from Burkina Faso, and she's a general secretary for Linux and free software of Burkina Faso. They're all dressed in their traditional clothing for each country. It'll give you a colorful look to this showcase. Press Hena, who's from Ghana, she is administrative representative for African Youth Aid, AYF. Robertine Tanker from Cameroon, she is the coordinator for AC. Alioune Badara Diop from Senegal, who is technical representative for BOGJEC of Senegal. Michel Chong from Cameroon, who is the coordinator of consortium of support for action for the promotion and development of Africa. Boudouin Chambé from Kinshasa ADC, RDC. He's in charge of cultural exchange in the cultural. Also from RDC, Arnold Moulenda, strengthen human rights NGO capacities and promote access to NICT in schools in rural areas. Madame Sophia Ghaffari, who missed the elections today in Tunisia, who is in charge of cooperation to the Mediterranean numerical space. Victor Sia, is he here? He's the oldest one. He's the elder, sorry. He's from Burundi, and he is president from ISOC Burundi. Charles Kala, is he here? No, he's not here. We will save some time, indeed. This gentleman is from Mali. He's vice president of ZocMed. Now you have Didi Kassoulet, RDC. He's president of ISOC RDC. Tarif Badikair from Sudan. He is technical representative responsible for ISOC in Sudan. Who's Wanmek, the president from Sudan. Now Abiola from Nigeria. He's from the Coalition of Internet Users in Nigeria. He's not here. Peters from Nigeria, who is, Peters is president of Nurses Across the Borders Humanitarian Initiative. It's an NGO. And finally, the last one, he's not here. Somebody from Egypt. Sorry. Is he here? No. I'm letting Tijani talk again. No? Okay. I made a mistake. Oh, my goodness. But I kept the best for last. Yauri, he's president from ISOC
from Benin. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. And now we have Najib Saïd Bosfir, who represent the Moroccan Internet Society. I think I missed the whole page. Mouling is from Tunisia. Are you here? He's not here. Did I call everyone? Okay, good. Everybody was called. I hope that we could take a picture with all the ALS, and then Tijani will close this showcase. Thank you, Mr. Aziz.
Thank you.